South Africa captain Laura Woolwart won the toss and chose to bowl first against New Zealand in the Women's T20 World Cup final at Dubai on Sunday. "It has worked pretty well for us," said Woolwart, who announced the same side as beat Australia in the semis, and New Zealand captain Sophie Devine, who played in their last final against Australia 14 years ago, said she would have batted anyway if she had won the toss. "We just want to put runs on the board for the final," said Devine, who also announced an unchanged side. "There will be a new name on the trophy whoever wins after both sides knocked out two of the three previous winners in the semi-finals, and the South Africans demolished six-time champions Australia by 8 wickets to book their place in a second successive final they lost to the Aussies in Cape Town last year. The White Ferns had a stiffer semi that went to the last over before they completed an 8-run win over 2016 winners West Indies. They are in their third final, having lost in 2009 and 2010, South Africa, Laura Woolwart, captain, Tasman Brits, Anique Bos, Marazan Kapp, Chloe Tryon, Sunil Luce, Annerie Dirksen, Nadine de Klerk, Sinlo Jafta, WK, Nokululeko Malaba, Ayabonga Khaka, New Zealand, Susie Bates, Georgia Plimmer, Amelia Kerr, Sophie Devine, captain, Brooke Halliday, Maddie Green, Isabella Gaze, WK, Lee Tahuhu, Rosemary Meyer, Eden Carson, Fran Jones.